Mark Simone on the voice of New York, 710 WOR.
Well, what day is it? Is it Wednesday already?
Yes.
Well, that's pretty good. Do you know that it's going to be February on Saturday? Can you believe it?
That's great.
Super Bowl on Sunday. Then what the hell do you do? There's nothing to watch.
Well, baseball will be around soon enough.
There you go. It's almost spring. Spring, what do they call that? Pitchers and catchers. When is that? A couple weeks, right?
A couple of weeks,
yeah. There you go. Hey, we'll get to Fotis Doulis. We'll get to Kobe. We'll get to Harry Harrison. We'll get to Prince Andrew. We'll get to Joe Biden. New threat from him. And, of course, we'll get to what a rally last night. 100,000 people fighting to get into this Donald Trump rally in New Jersey. Now, he goes all over the country doing these rallies. Doesn't matter what state, what day of the whenever it is, tens of thousands of people fight to get in. Biden, Bloomberg, Warren, all of these people can't get 100 people. They're lucky if they pray to get 30 at a rally. This tells you everything you need to know about 2020. If you can't get anybody to show up and see you.
Well, his act is getting a little tiring. I mean,
what do you mean?
No. He wasn't as fiery last night as he normally is.
What do you mean? I didn't hear it, but I didn't watch it. Let me see here.
I love New Jersey, and I'm thrilled to be back right here in the Garden State.
Okay, what's wrong with that? Yeah. All right, that's a little pandering.
Yeah. This November, we are going to win back the House. We are going to hold the Senate, and we are going to keep the White House.
Yeah, he sounds a little raspy, doesn't he? Like maybe he has a cold.
Voters are making a mess. Exodus from that party.
And I think he has a cold. I haven't talked to him in the last week or two, but I think he has a cold. You know, he went to Davos, Switzerland.
Okay.
They have the big Davos conference. Everybody I know that went to Davos has this horrible cold. First of all, who the hell holds a conference in this hellhole in Switzerland? It's the dumpiest town in Switzerland. It's 100 below zero. And then he went from there to Florida to New Jersey. You know, you get on any kind of airplane, it's not good for us. I think he has a little cold.
Democrats stand for crime, corruption, and chaos. Republicans stand for law, order, and justice. And say what you want, but those are the facts.
Yeah, you're right. It's not the usual sparkle to it.
No.
But his voice is tight. His throat is...
No, but see, he didn't go after anybody. There were no personal attacks, which, you know, kind of spice things up.
Oh, then he is sick. Then there is some. He's got a fever. Then
I think they probably told him, "Look, given what's going on in Washington, just kind of be a nice guy."
Nah, I think he sounds like he has a cold. His voice sounds a little rough there. So probably, listen, I told you, 100,000 people are camping out for a week. Got to go through with it. You can't stop. Yeah, right. So he did it anyway.
Our Second Amendment is under siege in Virginia. They want to take your guns.
Yeah, he sounds very tired. Yeah. That's what happens to the other ones. This thing that's been going around, when you have it, you're just drowsy. You sleep all day. Yeah, he just sounds a little medicated and a little tough. He could have got somebody to fill in.
But it's still good.
Yeah, but he could have asked somebody to, you know, maybe Schumer come fill in, bring those little index cards, put on the Ben Franklin glasses. You know, look at this Schumer. He's been in politics, what? How long has he been there? 40 years?
Yeah, forever, it seems.
40 years. He is the number one most powerful Democrat in the Senate.
He's a major
power for decades in Washington. Didn't you wonder how did a guy get that big and that long and he never thought to run for president? Never? Ever? And he crossed his mind? Because he knows he's an unpleasant guy who's just a mumbling idiot with the glasses and the index cards. He knows he can't run.
But every senator thinks they should be the president.
Yeah, so give Schumer credit. Give Schumer credit. He's a little more realistic. He looks in the mirror, and he knows he can't run. Can you imagine 100,000 people in a stadium, and this guy with his index cards, we think that this should... It would just be a disaster. Biden has come out really strong. We don't have the audio, but apparently made a statement. He said, I think you've seen I can take a punch.
Okay, yeah.
Hey, they mentioned your son Hunter. All of a sudden, you go into panic. You start screaming and yelling. And you see that video of ABC News asking about Hunter?
Mm-hmm.
He turns and runs down the street. This is the guy that can take a punch. But then he went on to say, when he's the candidate, President Trump is going to find out what punches are.
Oh, sheesh.
Hey, this is the guy that stood up to Corn Pop.
Corn Pop, yep.
He'll tell you about that Corn Pop. They were 12 years old in a swimming pool. It was like a summer camp, Corn Pop. But he's telling Donald Trump he'll find out what a punch is. This old, doddering old man is now threatening people. bumping into walls. I hope the guy's all right. I hope nothing happens to him, but I think it's a miracle if he's even alive in 2020. I mean that seriously. I don't know that he'll be walking around in 2020.
He looks all right.
He doesn't look right.
He kind of loses his focus sometimes.
He can't see straight. He's got Alzheimer's half the time. You know, it's one of those, we just pray he can finish the sentence. You know, if he gets to a debate without making any horrible, horrible gaffe, they cheer him. They think that's a miracle. Hey, speaking of which, Fotis Doulas came close to death attempting suicide. Connecticut authorities, I say they're now expanding the investigation to see if he knows the Clintons. They think this might have some connection here. Did you get the New York Times? You might have seen yesterday, about 12 noon, you got the news flashing everywhere. Fotis Doulas was dead. He had killed himself.
Right.
Fotis Doulas dead.
Right.
Now, you could name 20 news organizations. It was all the New York Times. They're the ones that got it wrong. They put out the news. The New York Times declared him dead. And everybody else picked it up from the New York Times. So it's all the New York Times. I just want you to think about how bad the New York Times is. Now, if you look into this story, Fotis Doulas went into his garage and did that thing with the car, with the carbon monoxide.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Police found him. He was, of course, still alive. The first cops on the scene radioed for an oxygen mask, an oxygen tank. Second police car that came brought this oxygen. They put him on oxygen, put him on a stretcher, and they rushed him to the hospital. If you're a reporter on the scene, how do you look at that and say he's dead? If they're rushing him to a hospital, he's obviously alive.
I'm sure they didn't have anybody on the scene, but the initial report was that he was unresponsive, and then maybe they interpreted that as being dead.
Unresponsive, yeah.
But what happened is they did the CPR, and then they detected a faint pulse.
Yeah.
But initially, he was unresponsive, and so they may have gone with that.
All right, but if you're the New York Times, don't you check where is he? You know,
yeah, you got to be careful.
Listen, I watch Law and Order. I know how this works. If you're dead, you don't go in an ambulance rushing to a hospital. They put a sheet over you, and Jerry Orbeck makes a joke, and then a medical examiner comes.
That's correct.
And and they say, oh, what time, doc? And he goes, I'd say between 7 and 12.
Yep. Yep.
And then they always say, based on the lividity, I don't know what that is, but it sounds good. So if he's got an oxygen mask on and then they rush him to a hospital, clearly he's alive. The New York Times making a horrendous mistake, which they did not correct for a long time. I mean, once the police got there, he was in a hospital 10 minutes later.
Yeah.
And the New York Times should have known he's been taken to a hospital, which means he's alive. And the New York Times, it was a long time before they got it corrected. So just bear that in mind when you hear these New York Times reports about what's in the Bolton book. You cannot always trust this New York Times. They've gotten a lot of stories wrong. So, and what is this Fotis Doulas attorney so mad about? He's like scolding the whole country. It's all our fault.
Yeah, right. Because we assumed he was guilty.
Yeah, we killed. He says we are the ones that made him commit suicide.
Not once did it ever occur to me that he might be a risk of suicide. And all the folks who harped on Mr. Doulas can obviously take some grim satisfaction in today's event. But my message to each and every one of them is shame on you.
Shame on you. You people. This is you. You did this with your news reports about him.
Here's a guy.
You tormented the guy.
Driving around Connecticut with his wife's blood on his hands, hiding her clothing. He's not guilty.
He didn't just dump her body. Apparently he chopped it up and put it in different bags. And they say he drove, how many was it? Like 24 different garbage cans around Connecticut?
Yeah.
You know, whenever they do recycling, you come out and there's like three different garbage cans. Just put glass here, put paper here. You know, you always look around. Is anybody looking? I'm not going to do this. I'm just going to throw it in one. I'm not separating and putting in three cans. Give this guy credit. 24 cans. And not next to each other. Driving all over the state. 99% of people will not separate the stuff, even when it's right there, the three cans together. This guy showed some initiative, showed some effort.
Yeah, that's the actions of an innocent guy.
And I don't know if how does anybody kill anybody? How do you even do that? How could kill anybody?
Yeah.
But let's say you could kill somebody. Chop up the body into pieces?
Yeah, unless you're Joe Pesci.
Joe Pesci, yeah. Or Christopher in that, that butcher shop they use there?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Citarelli's? Citarelli. No, that's a real one. Citarelli's.
Okay.
But if you can chop up anybody, you should definitely be electrocuted that second. If you can chop up your own wife's body,
yeah.
You get no sympathy. And this is the lawyer, Norm Pattis.
Not once did it ever occur to me that he might be a risk of suicide. And all the folks who harped on Mr. Doulos can obviously take some grim satisfaction in today's event. But my message to each and every one of them is shame on you.
Shame on you! This is Norm Pattis, who used to run Westwood One, by the way.
No,
that's a different Norm Pattis. It's a different Norm Pattis. But this guy, you got to admit, these lawyers,
they can
shame
twist
on you.
Stuff right around.
Shame on you. So, now, what do you, they say, though, that he might have done so much damage to himself that he may never fully recover.
Yeah, I would think so. I'm not quite sure how long he was out or unconscious.
Yeah, there could be brain damage, could be all kinds of things. Now, let's get the latest on the Kobe. This helicopter was lacking a lot of stuff. It didn't have a TAWS machine, which is a terrain awareness warning system.
Yeah.
It'll tell you if you're flying too low. It didn't have that piece in there. And these are all like, you know, when you order a car, all these special extras, like the heated seats. All. So it didn't have that. It didn't have a flight data recorder.
Right.
It didn't have a voice recorder. Now, he bought this used, by the way. This is a used helicopter. And the previous owner was the state of Illinois. It was their helicopter. Which is not good. People buy used helicopters, even billionaires, they'll buy used planes. That's not unusual. But you usually want to buy a plane or a helicopter from Goldman Sachs or from, you know, J.P. Morgan Chase, because probably they bought the best and fully equipped it. State of Illinois, they probably bought the cheaper model without all the frills. So he bought it from them. His wife would not, they made a deal, he and the wife, that they'd never be on the same helicopter.
It's amazing, isn't it?
So they, obviously they understood how risky it was.
Well, he used the helicopter like a car.
That's what happens. You know, they say pilot error. I mean, like I was telling you, this billionaire owner, there's owner error. I've seen it with a lot of planes. People have gotten themselves killed because you shouldn't fly. The pilot says, sir, it's not, can't fly in this weather. And he just orders the pilot to fly. I know of a couple of pilots who quit right on the plane and walked out and weren't going to risk their life. So,
When he took off, it was fine. The weather was fine. Then they ran into the fog as they were getting closer to their destination.
Aren't you supposed, if you're a pilot, know where you're flying to and then check all along the route?
Yeah.
So, and he had that iPad. The pilot had some special thing in his iPad where he could see all the weather, the track, everything.
Right, yeah.
So he should have known. And then at one point, he was too low. Air traffic told him to go higher, and he went up. But then it looks like the drop at the end was very sudden, which would indicate a mechanical problem, wouldn't it?
Yeah, or he could have been disoriented in the fog.
But disoriented wouldn't be a fast drop, would it? You wouldn't drop fast.
You don't know where you are. It's like John F. Kennedy Jr.
Yeah. Now, these guys, these, what do you call them, the NTSB?
NTSB,
and these inspectors that come. It's like two SUVs pull up. They're always old men, very old men. And they still have clipboards, no iPads. They got clipboards.
Yeah, they're engineers.
Yeah, no. They're pretty good, but we shouldn't say they're pretty good. They're okay. They're okay. And they always tell you it'll be a year before we have the final ruling. What the hell takes a year?
You got to be absolutely certain.
2 weeks, then. What takes a year?
That's right. The Chinese can build a hospital in 10 days.
Yeah. I mean, they're older guys. They're like Joe Biden. We need a year. But I don't mean to laugh. But those guys, when you talk to them, will tell you whatever it appears to be when you get there, that's never what it is. It always turns out to be something else.
Well, it appears to be that he got lost in the fog.
Yeah, but they'll say, in most cases, whatever they initially think, that's not what it is. But so we'll have the answer for you. In January of 2021, we'll be reporting that. So when they let us know. Hey, we lost Harry Harrison.
Yeah.
A great guy. I can tell you, you know, there's a lot of people who aren't quite the same off the air as on the air, but he was the greatest guy. You knew him, right?
No, I didn't. Oh, no.
Off the air, he was even sweeter off the air than he was on the air. Let me see if we have some clips.
WABC, Harry Harrison.
We review the top 100 hits of 76 all this week on 77. Best music, best station, WABC. It's 12 minutes to 8 o'clock Friday. Maybe some snow flurries in the morning. Cloudy, cold. High today and tomorrow in the 20s. It's 19 WABC degrees now.
That's the way he talked in real life. You'd see him go, hey, how are you?
Now, did you ever work with that big reverb like he had there?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Recently, when we did the Saturday Night Oldie show, Harry Harrison was a frequent guest on the show. And, hey, you know, I started here 2013. It was a January. It was the first day I came here. And there was this big letter addressed to me waiting for me. It was right in the studio. Somebody put the letter. It had just come. I opened it. It was a long letter from Harry Harrison.
Oh, how about that?
Wishing me well. It was this great letter. So I still have it right here. I keep it. I put it on my desk. It was like a good luck charm every day. That's the kind of guy he was. And whenever you had him on the show, you would get a thank you note, a handwritten thank you note. Oh, how many people do you know send thank you notes ever for anything?
Very few.
Very few. Ernie Anastas, you sent your thank you
notes. You got to be old to send thank you notes.
Nah, it's not old. It's about just being old school, like old fashioned. Like maybe there's two other people that send thank you notes that I know. And that's it.
It's nice to get them, though, isn't it? As opposed to like a text, thanks.
Yeah, you people, a text doesn't count.
Or an emoji.
No, an emoji. What's the one more?
And Rocky, now at Lowe's State 2, Cinema 2, 86th Street East, Murray Hill, Century 5 Town on Long Island, and UA Cinema 46 over in Totowa.
You know, the guy that hired him, he was at WMCA, and then Rick Sklar brought him over there. Herb Oscar Anderson had left. And I asked Rick Sklar once, why'd you hire him? He said, that voice, he said, it cut through the ether. It just cut through the ether and went right into your
living. Did he order his lunch like that, too?
Yeah.
I'll have two hot dogs and a beer.
Yeah, if you pick up the phone. Hello, Harry Harrison here. That's how he talked.
806 WABC.
WABC.
Back to the top 100 hits of 76 with Harry Harrison. I'm playing the funky music for you. Number 12 for the year, WABC.
Oh, remember that song?
Oh, wow.
Wild Cherry.
Yeah.
But he has a wonderful daughter, Patty Harrison, also in the radio business, and Patrick, his son. And last time I saw him was November. He was in a wheelchair. He wasn't doing so well. And he was being inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame.
Oh, good for him.
Several years too late, I should point out. But he was inducted. And somewhere I have a picture. I'll put that up if I can find that picture. Anyway, we got lots to get to. Check out the webpage. Oh, this is by request. People were talking about this yesterday. This is Bill Clinton at his best. He's leaving the funeral of his close friend, Ron Brown. He's leaving with somebody, and they're laughing and joking, and they don't realize there's TV cameras showing everybody leaving. And watch him laughing and joking. As soon as he sees the TV camera, in 1 second, he starts crying. He's got tears in his eyes. He's good. Watch this. Also, this is real. You're going to think it's a joke. This is Adam Schiff singing Meet the Mets. This is not a joke. This is real. Watch how goofy this guy is. This is for real. Also, watch this little ABC News piece about how corrupt Hunter Biden is and the Biden family. And they try to ask Joe about it. Watch Joe run down the street when he's asked. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.
Put a little more Mark Simone in your day. Get his podcast on demand at 710WOR.com/Mark. Mark Simone.
On the voice of New York.
710WOR.
Hey, we'll take some calls. 800-321-0710 is the number. Speaking of emojis, there's a bill in Vermont now. You can make money off license plates if you're a state. That's why in New York you can get a personalized plate, you know, like in every state, and I charge you extra for that. And now in New York they got three or four different plates you can choose from. There's the yellow and black one, which I don't think looks so great. There's the blue and white, the one that's been around for, so you can pay for different plates. So in Vermont, they want to now have license plates where you can pick emojis to put on your license plate. Do we really need that? Is it stupid? Yes, of course it is. But again, it's a revenue source. Charging, you know how much that's going to cost you for that emoji? Let's go to Bill in Short Hills. Hey, Bill.
Hi, Mark. So tell me, how is it possible that a president can't investigate corruption because someone might become his opponent, but it's okay for four people who are running for president to vote in his impeachment hearing?
Very good question. That's a good point. Now, of course, the Democrats have been trying to impeach Trump since the day he took office, and it is a tribute to him that 3 years later they couldn't find anything. They couldn't find any actual crime or any real charge to hit him with. So they had to kind of manufacture a charge. So they came up. If you do obstruction of justice, you're impeached for that. That's what Bill Clinton was impeached for. Nixon, obstruction of justice. You can go to jail for that. So there's none of that. So they made up this term, obstruction of Congress, which doesn't actually mean anything. You can obstruct Congress anytime you want. You could veto their bill. You could block their spending. It's done all the time. Schumer does that to the president. Sometimes, he refuses to vote on something, or You can obstruct it. It's like if you had you impeach somebody for obstruction of Chuck Schumer. Doesn't sound like a very serious charge, but that's what it is, obstruction of Congress. And the other one, as Alan Dershowitz explained, abuse of power is something every president does. Every president has done something that is considered an abuse of power. But it's not illegal, and you can't get impeached for it. Let's go to Joe in Long Island. Hey, Joe.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I wonder if these senators like Murkowski and Collins are aware of the fact that the Republicans in the House didn't get to call any of their witnesses. So why do they want to reward them?
No, that's true. What do? You sound like you're either a teacher or something like that. What do you?
Right. I work for a title company for real estate.
You're kidding, because you sound so sincere, so soothing, so friendly.
Yeah, I don't understand why these senators want to prolong it and reward the Democrats for the way they behaved in the House. They were totally unfair to the Republicans.
That's true. So anyway, you sound like such a nice guy. This must be the most vicious company in the world. So they hire the guys that sound very sincere. Yes, we'll be happy to help you. Then they kill you. But excellent point there, Joe. Let's go to Vincent in Brooklyn.
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Vincent, why can't you talk like that? Really soft and soothing.
Oh, well.
that wouldn't work in your line of work, yeah.
Well, Mark, imagine, I want to beg this question to all the liberals out there. Imagine Ben Franklin, Chuck Schumer, corrupt Joe Biden, and his son Crackpipe had going the financial proctology exam like Donald Trump, they must have done to him and his kids with their financials and everything. Joe Biden's kid settled out of court the other day, so that his financials wouldn't be exposed. Probably the old man called him, but settled with that woman in Arkansas that I'd love to be a fly on the room, how much money she's going to get every month for child support. But I just want to beg the question. Imagine if those three bums underwent the financial proctology exam. Like
that's true. They keep looking at Don Jr., Eric.
And
they keep...
There's nothing there, but I would love to, especially Chuck Schumer's, and he's been in there. The longer these bums are in there, the more time they have to rob. That's the bottom line.
Well, let me defend Chuck Schumer. He's not a robber. He doesn't. But he's bad in his own way. He is Mr. Donor Service. Big donors, Republican donors, write huge checks to his campaign, to his PACs, and he does every favor on earth for these guys. But he doesn't put anything in his pocket. Now, Biden is different. Biden is different. He does all the favors. He is Mr. Favor, takes care of the donors. But puts the money in the family pocket. You got to give $8 million to Hunter, a billion here. You got to give his brother James that $1.5 billion contract. The other brother, Frank, got a billion-dollar contract. A lot of money flowing into that Biden family. One more. Let's go to Eloise in New Canaan. Hey, isn't that where Fotis Doulis is?
Yes, Mark, exactly where he was. I just have one thing to say. I was so frightened of what would happen to him in prison, that he was going to take the coward's way out. He was not going to ever end up in prison because they would have dismasted him.
Well, yeah, if he ever comes back, I hope they will give him the keys to the car back. And
there's a great word. It's pusillanimous. Look it up in your funkin' Wagnalls.
Pusillanimous. I don't know what the hell that is, but it doesn't sound good. Is that something dirty?
Little jackass. Okay, got it.
All right.
Okay, thanks, Mark.
Hey, you live. Hey, don't go away. You live in New Canaan, right?
I do.
What does all your neighbors say about this guy? Did anybody know him before?
Well, I don't know anybody who knew him. Last June, I think it was, we had a vigil at my church here in New Canaan for Jennifer.
Oh.
And it was just everybody in town was there because her kids went to a private school here in town.
Uh-huh.
And it was just horrible. And as time went on, we just knew.
You guys must have known the family. I mean, there's only like 12 people in New Canaan.
Oh, well, there are more now, Mark. Last time you were here, maybe.
I was there the other day. I was in Gates the other day. That's that place has been there for years in New Canaan.
Thank you for keeping our restaurant trade happy.
I don't know if I'd call that a restaurant, but it's okay. It's okay.
What do you want?
It's good.
So if you drive all the way out here so that you can make fun of our restaurant.
I love your restaurant. New Canaan is a great place. I wouldn't want to spend New Year's Eve there, if you know what I mean, but it's a great place. When we come back, Rhonda Shear will be with us, one of our favorite guests. Lots to talk to her about in a moment. On 710 WOR, let's get the latest news. Here's Joe Bartlett.
The Mark Simone Show, Mr. New York, 710 WOR.
Well, one of our very favorite guests, Rhonda Shear, who runs a huge fashion empire. You go to rhondashear.com. Of course, you see her all over all the home shopping channels. And she's got a great book called Up All Night with incredible stories in it. Rhonda Shear, how you doing?
I am so good. We need to talk about something uplifting. It has been the most depressing week.
Well, let's talk about, hey, in your book, Up All Night, there's a lot of stuff about these casting couch Hollywood Me Too idiots. Did you ever think when you wrote this book, that a couple years later you'd see them, many of them?
The Me Too movement all over the place.
And Harvey Weinstein on trial. And
No. Oh, my gosh. And what is it? Is he faking that walk because we're supposed to feel sorry for him?
Well, it's a couple things. One, you remember him. He's a big hulking guy.
Yes.
Big, huge guy.
He's looking really, I think he's just made up to look really bad. We're supposed to feel bad for him.
Well, he
still doesn't think he did anything wrong.
No, he's trying to look tiny. He's trying to look small and frail and tiny so that when they tell the story about how he jumped on top of me, pinned me down, the jury thinks he doesn't look big enough to do that. So that's the reason for that.
People were complaining about his walker, that the original one had tennis balls on the front of it. So then he got, those have been long gone. So then he got another one with the four wheels, then he's hanging on people.
But that's the way movie producers, they take it out to San Fernando Valley, they test it in front of an audience. The tennis balls didn't do well, they got a different walker.
I have to tell you something. I mentored a group of people yesterday over at HSN. That it's kind of like Shark Tank. So HSN or QVC, they have their own version of Shark Tank. And they bring in, some new people with new products. And some are really innovative. But I have to tell you, so I'm speaking in front of six women who are fabulous businesswomen. But one girl who was from the New York area, millennial, and she would say, I'm a millennial, we only shop online. And so, okay, I'm talking, I'm giving them all great advice about what to do when they're on air, and I'm telling you, the whole time I spoke, for over an hour, this girl was looking and texting on her iPhone. And then when she finally, I'm making these great points, and I'm all excited, and everybody else in the room is excited and engaged, and she's on that iPhone. So when she would make eye contact with me finally, she couldn't look me in the eye. So I'm very worried about this complete generation. They don't know how to look you in the eye. They don't know how to engage.
Yeah, that is absolutely true. That's a good point. We had a great psychotherapist on the other day. She said all this texting, all this stuff, they're not learning how to talk to people.
No humor. So I had all, because, I use so much levity when I sell. Selling bras and panties, so I'm talking about women's private parts. So I use a lot of levity when I'm doing it. So I was explaining that, using that, being a little self-deprecating. All the other five women were fabulous. They were a little bit older, not older, but just a little bit. But she was very young, and she just completely did not laugh at anything. I think they don't have the humor. I've spoken in front of colleges, and I don't know if you notice this with young people, but they literally don't know what's funny and what's not. It's because they're so tied into that iPad or that iPhone that they've lost. They have lost a sense of humor. She could not look at me. So I actually spoke to one of the people from the talent department at HSN, and she said, she was probably taking notes. I said, I know when people are taking notes, because I use my phone sometimes to take notes, but not the entire time, because if I would have questioned her on anything, she wasn't listening. So I just thought I would bring that up.
Okay, but we're making fun of this kid, but in 4 years she'll be...
I'm not making fun of her.
Oh, you are, but she'll be a tech billionaire, and she'll end up buying a home shopping network. So she'll be worth $80 billion.
No, it's a very different time out there. It is. If you watch the Grammys, I'm sure you've already discussed this, but it was very depressing. Everything is dark. Everyone's confused. No one knows who they are. I stared at the TV set for a half an hour after it was over and just went, what did I just watch? And so I'm even worried about Demi Lovato when she sings the Star Spangled Banner at the Super Bowl. Is she going to start over? Is she going to, I don't know what's theatrics anymore and what's real. I'm getting very confused myself.
Hey, now listen, Rhonda Shear, you've created this fashion empire. You sell the most beautiful lingerie, the sexiest.
Yes.
So when you watch Grammys and you see Billie Eilish come out dressed like she robbed a scarecrow.
But it was Gucci. It was Gucci.
Oh, it was?
That's good. Oh, yeah, there was little GGs all over her, she and her brother. Okay, so that's really interesting. So I looked it up because she was so intriguing to me, and I do like that song, that one song.
Yeah.
And then I went back and I looked up her. She started as a dancer, so I found a video of her when she danced. She's got a beautiful figure. She has a dancer's body. Her whole thing is she doesn't want to be body shamed. So she doesn't want anybody to know if she's thin. And I get this being in my industry, but because there's so much body shaming, and people will say you're fat. People are brutal online about people. So she said, I don't want people to know my body, if I'm small or I'm big, so this is my look. You won't know what I am. It's kind of this androgynous thing. And, of course, I love the new girl, Lizzo, because she's embracing her size, and her dancers were all, you know, larger women, yeah, and larger people. And I was like, okay, I get it. I mean, I get that everybody's embracing everything, but what did I feel about it? I just think that she's unique. She's taking chances. She's 18. And she and her brother, when they accepted the award, he said, we're young and we're confused. They actually said
young
that.
And confused. Hey, whatever happened to Jackie Gleason? He said, I'll play Ralph Cramden, and for a whole half hour, I'll make fun of how fat I am. There's a show.
I love that, and I miss that, and that's what I talk about, because I kid about myself and my ever-changing body. It is what it is. I mean, you have to embrace it. I mean, I love it. I love being my age. I love being, you know, I go up, I go down. I'm not going to give up my glass of wine, but, you know. Anyway, but that was her thing, was that she doesn't want anybody to know her size. And in actuality, if you go and you look up Ocean Eyes, you Google the video to Ocean Eyes that she did 2 years ago, you'll see a very beautiful dancer. So it'll be interesting to see how. I mean, I like her. I think she's really cool.
Oh, no, she's very good. And she's only, what is she, like 18?
She's 18, and I don't think she knows how to even deal with the success. And I think it's really cool. I mean, and she, you know, I guess your audience knows, but she's the first person to sweep the Grammys since Christopher Cross, who was like a one-hit wonder, so I hope that doesn't happen.
Okay, well, take a look at the last person to sweep, Christopher Cross. Guy was never heard from again.
No, we will hear from her. She's got super talent. She stands for what, and she's beautiful. I mean, you can't hide her looks, even though she's trying to. But believe me, Gucci is outfitting her. She'll be doing tons of Gucci ads. It's all okay.
All right.
We don't have to worry about her.
So the Gucci sneakers now go from 1,200 to 9 because of her.
But I like it. See, I was upset. Taylor Swift is becoming too political, so I'm just not into her anymore. I mean, just be quiet and sing. Like, please, just sing. You had a beautiful voice. You're very talented. So that's my beef of the day.
Well, I hate to say we're out of time, but you are one of our favorite guests. All you have to do is say hello, and you get a great segment.
So. Oh, my gosh. I just wanted – okay, look, happy Super Bowl. I can't wait for the parties. What are you drinking really quick before you kick me off?
Just milk. I usually have a glass of milk, and that's it.
Enjoy your milk. Please let Kansas City win, because the 49ers blew away my Saints, and hope to talk to you very soon.
All right, and everybody go to rondashear.com. Check out all her stuff. And if you haven't read her book, Up All Night, it's a great book, rondashear.com. Ronda Shear, thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Right. Have fun Sunday. Bye.
Take care. And everybody check out the webpage. We brought this back by request. This is how you talk about a phony. Watch this Bill Clinton, but watch how good he is. He's coming out of the funeral of one of his closest friends. Bill Clinton and another guy are laughing and joking, but they didn't realize his TV camera is showing them coming out. So he's laughing and joking, but when he sees his TV cameras, instantly he starts crying and he looks sad. It's a really great switch that he does. Also, this is not a joke. This is absolutely 1,000% real. This is Adam Schiff, nutty Adam Schiff, singing Meet the Mets. It's the worst version ever, but take a look at it. So here's, most of the fake news covers up for Biden, but give ABC News credit. They did a little piece on the corrupt Biden family and all their corruption, and look at what happens when they try to ask Joe about it. He runs down the street to get away from him. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.